So when you left university?
When I left university, I returned to Manchester as a postgraduate student in the Department of Social Anthropology. That was 1965. I'd done an undergraduate dissertation in Edinburgh University. Everybody who was doing honours anthropology, which is a four-year course, and at the end of the third year had to do a dissertation. It could be library research or it could be field work. And I went to Newfoundland, where my elder brother was doing field work on dock workers of Newfoundland, and he could offer me accommodation. So I studied the Jewish community of St. John's, Newfoundland, only based on 10 weeks. So it was a very much an apprentice type of anthropology study. And when I graduated, Max Gluckman, whose book, by the way, turned me on to anthropology when I was going to study languages, his book called Custom and Conflict in Africa, I'd read that before I ever went to Edinburgh. And I was really enamored of it, full of paradoxes, like the logic in witchcraft, the peace in the feud. It was based on some talks he gave on Radio 3, or the third program. So he had started a huge project on research on Jewish immigrants into Israel, funded by the Bernstein Foundation, that's the TV family, based in Manchester, independent television, Granada Television, Sidney Bernstein. He was very interested in anthropology. He was very interested in Jewish immigrants to Israel, mainly because, as a filmmaker, he had filmed the liberation of Belsen. That film, by the way, was suppressed by the BBC for 40 years. So Gluckman was looking for postgraduate students. He recruited some from America. I had an interview with him in, I remember, January 66. I was a bit overawed, actually. And even more so when you saw this man. He was 6'4", a South African Jew, one of the most powerful anthropologists in Britain. He'd worked in Africa, but he had family who'd gone to Israel. His parents were big Zionists. His sister was a professor at Hebrew University. His brother was a town clerk in Ashkelon and then a journalist on Jerusalem Post. Anyway, that's a tangent. So he interviewed me and he said, look, we'll offer you a place. It was conditional on getting a 2-1 or a 2-1 degree, which I did in the end. So I went there in October 66 after a year's training in Manchester, where I learnt a bit of Hebrew in order to do the field work, where we learnt about the culture and society of Israel and other things as well, Arab society, lectures on the Arab anthropology.